This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of John Albert Inosa. Date of birth, December the 16th, 1980. Case ID number is 368-7110. Date of examination, February the 21st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Gloria Mireles, dated 4/15/2021 and 6/9/2022. Identifying information. This is a 42-year-old separated male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anoxia, comma, herniated disc times two of the lumbar sacral spine with degenerative tailbone disease, comma, hepatitis C, comma, and anxiety / depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked in the oil fields as a worker for 20 years. During that time, he would work 15 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his parents, and his wife is working as a provider. He is presently not on disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, anoxia. Number two, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine times two with degenerative tailbone disease. Number three, hepatitis C. And number four, anxiety / depression. History of allegations. Number one, anoxia. The claimant states that in 2013, he sustained a brain contusion which resulted in a occipital concussion. He lost consciousness for 3 to 4 hours and was diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. No surgeries were performed, and the claimant is able to read and write and perform most tasks at this time. His memory has decreased, but he appears to have gross normal memory at this time. An MRI was performed on April the 15th, 2021, and he was found to have tiny chronic lunar infarcts, but his function at this time is normal. His physician is Dr. Gloria Mireles. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc times two and degenerative tailbone disease. The claimant states that in 2018, he was lifting heavy objects while working on the oil rigs and sustained a injury of the lumbar sacral spine area, which consisted of two herniated discs of the lumbar spine area. He states the character of the pain as a stabbing, pulsating pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which basically stays in the lumbar sacral back area and rarely radiates down to the legs. He was diagnosed by MRI as having two herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 1 hour, comma, sit for 4 hours, comma, lift approximately 60 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has had 3 to 4 steroid injections in his lumbar spine and states that it only works for a little while. He has no assistive devices he uses. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking in the park. His physician is Dr. Ramirez, and he has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive at one time 6 months of physical therapy. The claimant is on hydrocortisone, 10 milligrams QID for pain. And he states that the medications do give him relief. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back herniated disc times two and foraminal canal stenosis of the L4, L5, and L5S1 area. He was also diagnosed with degenerative disc disease. The claimant is also taking cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams QHS, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, as well as gabapentin 300 milligrams PID for his pain. He appears to be doing fairly well at this time. Allegation number three, hepatitis C. The claimant states that in 1999 he was diagnosed with hepatitis C. The claimant denies any abdominal pain at this time, and he occasionally gets nausea and sometimes will have diarrhea 3 to 4 times per day, but he denies any constipation, melena, hematoemesis, but occasionally has weakness. The claimant states he loses weight and he gains it, but has lost approximately 30 pounds in the past year. He is not food intolerant to any foods at this time, and he was diagnosed with hepatitis C. He states he has not been treated for this condition. He is presently not taking any medications for this condition at this time. Allegation number four, anxiety slash depression. The claimant states that in 2019, he developed severe anxiety and depression. He states he has difficulty in sleeping at night, decreased appetite, sadness, occasional crying spells, decreased motivation, decreased energy, occasional anger episodes, decreased concentration, decreased memory, and has a tendency to have anxiety and nervousness. He is presently only on prazolam, 1 milligram TID for his condition, which he states is helping him. He is not. He is also taking Paxil, 5 milligrams POQD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. His father is 65 and has hypertension and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. His mother is 63 and suffers from anxiety. Past medications, hydrocodone, 10 milligrams QID, aprazolam, 1 milligram TID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams BID, Paxil, 5 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QD, and naproxen, 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc times 2 with mild stenosis, herniated disc of the L4, L5, and L5S1 area with degenerative disc disease, depression slash anxiety, history of hepatitis C, overweight, major surgery, appendectomy in 2000, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 pack of cigarettes per day for 30 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 18 beers per day and for 30 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana, cocaine, and heroin. He denies the use of crack or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used these medications was in 2010. Communicable diseases, the claimant has a history of hepatitis C. He denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature was 102 Fahrenheit. It was repeated. The claimant was told that he did have a high temperature. Weight, 169 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 7 and 3/4 inches. BP, 109 over 93 mmHg. Second reading was 138 over 74 mmHg. Heart rate, 68 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 26. General. This is a 42-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD corrected is 20/30. OS corrected is 20/25. The claimant has contacts on. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos, but no other lesions noted. Could you please drop down to could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was only able to flex 70 degrees at the lumbar sacral back area and was not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last two sentences. No evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with contact lenses and glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Probable diagnoses, number one, anoxia secondary to a head contusion. The claimant appears to have a normal physical and cognitive function at this time. He does state that he has mild decrease in memory, but he is oriented times three and did not appear to have any problems at this time. Number two, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine with degenerative changes of the tailbone area. Appears to be stable at this time, fairly normal physical examination. However, the claimant was only able to flex 70 degrees. Allegation number three, hepatitis C, has not been treated at this time. I do not know what the status of his liver is at this time, but he appears to be stable. Number four, anxiety slash depression, being treated at this time, appears to be doing fairly well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of John Albert Inojosa.